Hi, and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and we're with Sherry Kane tonight.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're going to be having a special broadcast tonight. It's a welcome back for the happy holiday season with a dear friend of ours, a political mover and shaker from the Big Island of Hawaii, with some great news and very important news. I mentioned last week that we have to report this week. Reverend Roxy Hampton will be joining us momentarily on the Insight Hour. We come to you every week thanks to our sponsors. We've got bbsradio.com, and we'll be very likely in the next several weeks picking up some additional networks that we'll be broadcasting on. It will be actually being joined and coming to you via American Freedom Radio Network, Rents.com Network, and also at least one other network that we have yet to sign contracts with, and then basically will be delivered to you via at least four networks over the internet, as along with the video broadcasting streaming over love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net. And also tonight we have a special broadcast because we'll be discussing some issues with the flu, H1N1 pandemic, and what's taking place currently in the island of Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii, in the state of Hawaii. So we're broadcasting tonight on fluscam.com and fluscam.tv as well over the internet. I want to thank our sponsors, healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, where you can get all of my endorsed books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, everything that I've produced in terms of education, the edification of the population for protection in these very trying times, and also the very important healthcare products we recommend, including OxySilver, Zeolife, and many other wonderful products that can do the best to protect you and your loved ones and help you to recover from some very challenging illnesses that we are witnessing today in the end times. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm always happy to be here, Len.
Tell us what's going on in your life this week.
Well, we had an interesting week. I wrote an article, which you actually was part of the editorial process on, and it was in regards to what was going on with the propaganda. The biggest propagandist of all is Michael Moore in Hollywood, and everybody seemed to believe that Michael Moore was their only hope, their only savior, as they believe that Obama is their only savior in the same way. And these two really have, they work for the same people with the same agenda, and the agenda basically is to really deflect from really what's going on. And when you watch Michael Moore's pictures, you'll notice that he's attacking Lloyd Goldfein from Goldman Sachs. Now the Lloyd Goldfein is the person that is actually backing...
Lloyd Blankfein.
Oh, did I say the Goldfein?
Goldfein.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're thinking about Green... Goldfein. Wait. Greenberg or Goldfein is it that works with Murdoch? I'll tell you, it's kind of like good old home week for we, the Jewish people on the planet. You know,
but again, like where I was going with that was that Lloyd Blankfein is funding the Miramax company, which produces Michael Moore's pictures. So when he attacks Lloyd in his pictures, it really is a bunch of hypocrisy. He says that Lloyd is the one that's taking all the money and not splitting all of the pie with everybody else. And I did land a big, huge chocolate cake in front of him in one of the photographs, which was really great. And I'm getting a lot of slack for attacking him.
You mean flack, right?
Flack. All of it. I'm getting a lot of like letters from people saying, you know, how dare you attack Michael Moore? He's doing so great for the world, and how could you think that? And when I really explained to them why I did that and why it's really, really important that people open up their eyes and know the truth about who they're depending on when they send Michael Moore letters and depend on him to write to Barack Obama, it's like they work for the same people. It's two employees in a company and saying, can you help us get to the point when they really work for the same people and they're not going anywhere with it. They're not going to go and help.
Yeah, so it's kind of like
Sherry
initiated a really like a hornet's nest of attacks this week from the far left as well as the far kind of right, who were engaged in looking at, you know, the capitalism and the issues that Michael Moore brings out in his new film. And so if you want, where can people get that article you just released?
Actually, we put it on fluscam.com. If you click on the link, sickos, Yes, that's right. Sicko, named after Michael Moore's movie. And thank you, Len, for posting that link. I think that's great. And calling it Sicko.
Sicko,
is kind of gives it exactly what it is.
Exactly. So that's right at the top of fluscam.com in the menu, right at the top, you'll see it says Sicko. If you click on that, you'll see Sherry's brilliant work. It's really worthwhile investigating, and she did a beautiful job in literally critiquing what is behind the scenes happening in the world of Hollywood economics as it's tied to the drug industrialists and H1N1 flu vaccines. Well, without further ado, let me bring on our dear sister on the Big Island of Hawaii, who I'm very excited to again see in about, I think it's 10 days, I'll be visiting with Reverend Roxy and the folks in the Big Island of Hawaii and catching up and also filing some very important materials, including an affidavit, a new affidavit. For those of you who have not read my last affidavit that came out in, I think it was the end of April, the beginning of May, it's on also fluscam.com, goes into the connections between the drug industrialists, the media moguls, and the new affidavit deals with what's happening right now in Hawaii, in the Puna District 5 of the Big Island, and the Hawaiian County Council, which is the largest county in the state of Hawaii. And Reverend Roxy is going to be joining us right now. Reverend Roxy, welcome to the Inside Hour. Great to hear you back with us again.
Oh, aloha, Len. I am so excited that you're going to be back on the island. We certainly do miss you. And I want to thank you for the warm introduction there, because yes, you are talking to me. Well, I want to tell you one thing. I just want to start right off the bat. I can always appreciate a good researcher. Hey, Sherry, hats off to you, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you, Roxy. I'm going to Hawaii with Len's family, and I'm so looking forward to meeting you. You're the number one person. As soon as I get off the plane, I want to meet you.
Oh, wow. I'll try to be there then. don't waste no time. Okay, so I'm a guest tonight, I guess.
Yes,
I want to ask you a question, and I'll tell you no lies.
All right, well, let me ask you the first thing. Actually, that affidavit that I sent you, I just have to alert you, I've spent the day actually advancing it further. So I'm going to send you another copy of it tomorrow to be able to look at and present. So my first question to you is, did you read the last affidavit that I sent you in regard to the response to Fukino, who is the director of the State Department of Health for the island, for the whole state of Hawaii? Dr. Fukino, I will mention to the audience, is a famous Dr. Fukino that suppressed the revelations of Barack Obama's birth certificate. So she is the principal person that alleged the existence of this birth certificate that, according to many attorneys and many researchers, is a fraud. The same Dr. Fukino is about to get slapped with criminal charges, and we're announcing that tonight, and I'm here in California interviewing Reverend Roxy Hampton in the state of Hawaii. And Reverend Roxy, what do you have to share about the information that not only I presented, but you also presented in advancing the resolution that was successfully passed?
Well, you know, over here on the island, it was really kind of interesting from the moment that we decided to put this resolution forward. When I say we, I mean the councilwoman, Emmeline Aina Oli Beeson, who was recently married. She was made aware that there was a situation brewing within the community, that there was some discussion about the vaccine, and one of her constituents sent her an email that questioned this whole idea of vaccination and was supporting other ways to mitigate this pandemic, which they said was so-called. And so I started thinking about it, because how could I not think about it? There you are. I'm a good friend of Dr. Leonard Horowitz. You know what I'm saying? And you are an individual who has, if you read your books, it's not hype. It's good research. It's good science. I mean, you'd have to stand the whole scientific community on its head and then say it's all not so. You'd have to take all of what you know about biochemistry, and you'd have to say it's not so. So I realized, I got to go to the hoop. So I went to you. You gave me the information that I needed, and believe it or not, to some chagrin to the state and everyone else who didn't bother to come and testify. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we really need to let you understand. When you descend in from democracy into fascism, one sees a characteristic that you can see throughout history. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't have to explain anything. And being in the position I am, which is a lowly legislative aide, I said to Emily, we need to do something about this. And what is a resolution? What is a resolution? A lot of people say, oh, resolutions don't have no T's. Resolutions, they're just this. But resolutions can send a message, and it can also be critical. And so at the same time, our resolution, resolution 237-09, everybody who is listening, you can type that into the search engine as it is. Go ahead, make it an experiment. Resolution 237-09, and you should arrive at our thought. When that happens, you then can see the truth of the resolution, for it could not have passed 7-1, one absent, and could not have gotten out of committee unless it did make some sense. And then on top of that, and you know why, man, you know exactly why the state did not bother to send anybody or for her to come herself, because everything that they were saying was pure, unadulterated, what did you call it in the thing? Psychobabble. Back to you. I'm only going to tell everybody out there that by doing and doing your homework, doing your research, you will arrive at the truth. And when you arrive at that truth, there is nothing that can convince me that the vaccines are safe. And so therefore, philosophically, religiously, no matter where you look at it, I am entitled to my doubt. And I'm entitled to my freedom. And my freedom tells me we are being had. And that's where you guys are all getting to it. And so am I about propaganda and how we work. So, you know, people need to just question more. They just need to question more. They're so scared. What makes them so scared, Len?
I think number one, people. Well, actually, Sherry, why don't you answer that? You're really very perceptive and very wise at what makes people so frightened.
Well, I know with what I dealt with this week, I know one of the things that made people really scared was that a week prior to me sending out my article, I saw these emails going out in people's newsletters bragging about how wonderful Michael Moore was to all of the people on their newsletters. And then they get this story from me, and that's when I get this response because they don't know what to do now. They're like, oh, well, are we supposed to send it to all the people who last week we bragged so much about Michael Moore, and my gosh, now we look really kind of stupid. So I think a lot of times the fear also comes out of how they think that other people are going to think of them rather than really what the truth is. Now, they could say, you know, hey, I mean, I've had thoughts in my mind about people before, and, you know, you study and you do research and you think, wow, that person is not a really good person, or they're not really doing good for everybody. And this is where you have to really, I guess, you got to lose the pride, right? And then swallow it and say, okay, I was wrong. I was wrong about this person, or here's another angle, but no, they're not willing to do that. And I think a lot of times is really facing things is what gives people the most fear, is having to face and having to deal with what other people think of them. And then it all comes from their own issues within themselves, how they feel about themselves, if they feel confident in what they're doing and know they're doing stuff that's good for mankind, and they know they're on the right track, and they know they're aligned with God. And even if they make those mistakes, they can always go back and say, well, look, I was wrong. I thought this. Now I really, you know, look at this as another viewpoint. Maybe there's something I should really look into rather than attack or run away and not confront. So that's what I think a lot of it comes
from. Yeah, and I think that the fundamental attachments that we have right now are falling apart. All of the concepts that we've attached to, that we believe in, the false gods, this is all about paganism. Michael Moore has been looked up to, for example, I'll give you this, Michael Moore. Michael Moore has been looked up to by members of the Patriot community for exposing 9-1-1 and Fahrenheit 9-11. He's been looked at very favorably by people in the liberal segments that are uncomfortable with the impersonal insurance industry and the manner in which healthcare has been administered so impersonally and detrimentally in sicko. So suddenly now with all the attachments and faith that people have in Michael Moore, it's a shock to suddenly realize that who's funding him and who he's profiting mostly is essentially the big boys who are perpetrating all the hoaxes and all the population intoxications and genocide. So it's a matter of attaching. It's a matter of letting go of the attachments.
And pride.
and pride. You know, and in regard to that, that's very, very timely because this evening at 5 o'clock, if you're part of our mailing service, if you've joined healthyworldstore.com, and I highly encourage you to go on there and sign up for the newsletters. We alerted you. Not only did we send you Sherry's article last week, but we alerted you to what happened this afternoon at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I was on with Jack McLam. Brother Jack McLam is a fabulous human being, a very wise man, and a very avid Bible student. Every day he reads the Bible. And this great-hearted Christian human being, and I prayed tonight. We prayed for everyone who was listening, and we prayed for the planet to wake up. And what Jack mentioned was very relevant to what you just said, Sherry, is that in Corinthians, he cited a verse that dealt with how we need to now humble ourselves before the Creator and simply pray. And the power of prayer associated with faith and heartfelt loving intention to do good and to survive and to thrive and to prosper, even though there's all of this horror internationally. That's the most powerful medicine. That's the most powerful technology for creativity and actually advancing into the messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace, which is our vision and our prayer. So this is, it's, if you're in fear, then you're not in faith. If you're in fear, you're not in love. And if you have no love, and if you are, you know, not unfaithful, then you really have let go of the principal technology that shall set us free. And, you know, we deal with this as part of the greatest truths in love, the real Da Vinci Code. And, you know, I'm just so privileged to have a friend and colleague, Reverend Roxy Hampton, who is literally on the same page in the understanding of what it is that I've just said and what it is that we're talking about here, and not just integrating it as a personal thing, but actually being heavily involved in activism. I'm so proud of my sister for doing everything that she's been doing, standing in the face of the beast in one of the most, gee whiz, it's like, it's the most fascist state in the United States, Reverend Roxy. So that's what I have to say about fear.
Hey, we are the stone that brought Goliath down, and we are the ship that Noah sailed when he had to leave that town. And Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yes, yes, yes. They don't know what they're dealing with here, you see. What happens here is that, well, I know most about Americans, and I know you both know this because you both grew up in America. The one thing that I did love about America that we miss in now is the fact is that Americans are not taking charge. You see what I'm saying? Americans, when they know they've been duped, when they finally understand, the one thing I love about Americans is, man, it's spontaneous. And just as they bought all of the crap that they've been sold all these years, they will buy the truth. And you see, that's what they're fearing most. if I could tell you just a little bit about, you know, when I was doing all of this research for the vaccines and looking into all the laws and how I realized something, Lynn. The people that are making the decisions about vaccination and about whether they're safe and are not really scientists. The people who are making these laws are not scientists, you see. So I've learned to fear what you said. I fear the legal system because they're so ignorant, because they don't allow anyone to come in with the opposite side. So I had an opportunity to breathe deeply and to begin just by kind of like kicking them in the shins. And, oh, when we first put it through in committee, when it made it out of committee, I was like, whoa, they agreed. Maybe they brought it out of committee so they could kill it. You see what I'm saying? Out of respect to Emily. And the first article that came out in the paper was, we criticize. And I said, we haven't even started yet. We haven't even said it. We just introduced it. We're not criticizing. We're blowing the whistle here.
Yeah.
We're trying to wake you up. We're not criticizing the state. The state can't help but do what it's going to do. It's on a course. It's on a surveillance course, you see. It's not on a mitigation of any disease. There is no disease. Just the regular old maladies that have been affecting us for so many years. It's ridiculous. But what they really don't want, and I really believe this, Lynn, is that they want to mix up our genes so crazy. They want to attach something to our DNA, just like we had talked about with Gallo and these people when they talked about a specific, they could have some kind of biological something that would have no whatever. They're gene splicing and doing all of these things, and we don't know these things, and putting them in the vaccines. But people can't understand that. What I don't understand is why they trust this system that has failed them miserably, why they point to it and go, vaccines are the best thing that ever happened to humanity. And then you look at humanity and you say, we have more autoimmune diseases. I'm preaching to the choir and all of that. But how can we get the average Joe Blow to just for a moment, take another side. Just for a moment, stand on our side and see all the sickness and disease just marching off. With no understanding. Is anybody following me there? Can you bounce off of that? Because I'll tell you something. The warning was clear in 1947. They said, you mess with this radiation, you're going to create mutations. Mutations are undesirable, right? We don't want mutations like the ones we're having now. But they went on ahead and did it anyhow. Bought us microwave popcorn, microwave discs, whatever, cell phones, whatever. So we're mutating. And I think the mind is mutating, too, with the help of people like Obama. I understand, Sherry, what you're talking about. Talk about Michael Moore. Wait until the world gets a load of what really they elected President of the United States. What really will dare to sit down at the head of the chair of the Security Council at the UN. This man's dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
He's working outside of America.
Well, Reverend Roxy, Lynn and I both talked about how to reach out to the mainstream, and the one thing that you mentioned, which I think that, which they really need to understand, and which, I mean, even if they've heard it before, it's something that it has the most meaning of all. It's about the truth. We know what the truth will do. What will it do?
It sets people free.
Exactly.
But the problem is that people are attached to their enslavements.
They are, that's the whole thing. If they would realize that the truth will set them free, the real meaning of it, not just the words, the truth will set you free, but really what does that mean? The truth will set you free. What is the true meaning of that?
It allows you to have no limits. No limits. Remember when President Bush said freedom has to have limits? I said if it has limits, then it's not freedom.
It's not freedom. That's right. Exactly.
And what
right.
I'm saying is that the genius that will appear spontaneously. See, everybody thinks it's going to be a real long process. No, this is going to be, I got it. It's going to be a V8 moment. That's what it's going to be. And all of us are going to stand up, and all we're going to do is thank our other peoples that were the opposition immediately surrender. Am I dreaming? I'm living in a real reality because I can see the cracks, and I can see the doubt, and I can see the fear. And I'll tell you something, that's good, because then you realize the people are in crisis, and they can't stay in crisis. And if they're in crisis, what is that? An opportunity for all of us to what?
Yeah, that's exactly the way I see it.
To
I
reach
see
out
that.
And not try to reach out, but kidnap them, Sherry. Kidnap them, Lynn. Kidnap these people. And that's what we have to do, surround them. And that's why it's going to take you and Sherry and me and Alex and every other person that we know, which is larger than anybody really knows, and take that one mind and clobber these son of the guns. They're ignorant. They're spoon-fed lies, and so all they're going to regurgitate is lies. And you know what my father said, Len? You know what my father said, Sherry? He said, standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of an ocean. You're bound to fall off sooner or later.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
You know, this concept of letting go of fear is so difficult for everybody. The attachments and people expectations. I heard the other day that more people are on food stamps, and food stamps is a way of life. All of these things that are leading people to not the truth and not self-responsibility for celebrating the divinity within each of us, that I think it's like John Lennon once wrote, instant karma is going to get you. And this concept of instant karma engaging the spiritual renaissance at this time of crisis as well as opportunity, where we begin to realize we have everything that we need within ourselves right now, as well as been blessed with revelations divine to steward the evolution and transformation, the paradigm shift of this entire planet into 1,000 years of world peace, where we don't have pollution, we don't have biological degradation and humanicide masquerading under the guise of public health. We use natural, hands-on healing, prayer, the botanicals, the herbs, the essential oils, the energy devices, everything that is natural and low-cost, highly effective, no risk. This is what we have as an opportunity now. Those people who don't grasp this opportunity, that is, they have no ears to hear these pearls. Those pearls before these swine are going to have instant karma is going to get them. And they won't be around very much longer. And so, you know, it's really, the choice is so black and white today. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution in your own life.
But see, that determination on our part as light workers or any other kind of workers who are shedding the light, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, is that we have to continue and continue no matter what to the very last moment, because only the Creator is going to pull the veil down, you know, like they say in how it goes. And there we'll be concerned about the people on the other side still, because they're still a part of us, you see. They never wanted to be a part of us, but we are a part of them, and we there before God goes everybody else. And all I'm going to say to you is this. We got to, this is the moment. 2010, we got to say it again. 2010, we have to just pull them all in. 2010 is the mantra. We won't get into heaven unless we continue to do this, unless we continue to chant the same message over and over and over again. Believe in nothing but yourself. The self inside of you, if it's connected, and when it's connected, can be your most powerful. And we're teaching that to people one step at a time by clearing away the scales from their eyes so that they can see. And they take the medicine. They try a new something. They're a little bit different. We get it every day. We did it with Jackie coming over with the fluorescent lights in our office, telling them how bad they are. Now our lights are off in our office. The air conditioning is off in our office. We have non-fluorescent bulbs at every workstation. Change. This is the way we change so that we can stay healthy, but you can't do it by being quiet. You can't do it by just saying, oh, well, I'll let Dr. Lynn and Sherry and Reverend Rossi do it. They're winning for us. No, now is the time we all must rise up. And that means take to the street. That's a scary thing, to go out, not into the street, but to some place. And that's where I'm hoping I'll be able to meet you and Sherry and other people, and we begin to talk. And the people who don't believe will come, and they will learn, you see, because the books will be there, and you'll have the big projection screen. And instead of us lecturing like we've arrived, let us take you on a journey, like Sherry said. Let's take you on a journey through my research, which is going to give you some trivia, you know what I'm saying, which will become major anchors in your life, that when you go to the doctor and the doctor says some wacky stuff about how he knows this, you can say, yes, Dr. N, can we look at this? Can I have you be my agent rather than an agent of the state? You see, I want my doctor back, and I want my doctor to cure. So if he can't cure, then he's not a doctor as far as I'm concerned, you see. If he don't make you better, he's not a doctor. We shouldn't be paying any of these people. They're making us sick. You don't pay people to make you sick. And so with that, I give the mic back to you. I just wanted a chance to reach my people here, because, and then do me a favor. Will you please go to Big Island Journal Chronicles? And I know you don't reach out to fools, but Tiffany Hunt does not believe in vaccines. And she has not vaccinated her child, but because her father's a political mucky-muck out there in Cheney country somewhere in Wyoming, she's scared to take a stand. And I say it on this show. This newswoman is scared to give a voice to the opposition. And that's fascism. And I want you to go there, and I want you to blast those ignorant souls and let them know. I've seen James Michener's Hawaii, and yes, I've seen the scene and talk about Hollywood, where they're all rolling on the earth and trying to get the fever, and they're in the ocean and they die, and 100,000 or 300,000 Hawaiians die in a short period of time, like 5 years, and decimate the population. I've seen it. But what no one talks about is, how did smallpox get to the Hawaiians? And would, at that moment in time, if they had been vaccinated, would they have been spared by the epidemic? Because smallpox, cowpox, and vaccinia are all the same thing. They were all right there. So immunity, we have ignorant people telling Emily that she should remember what it is to be Hawaiian, and that disease wiped out the population. And I say, no, vaccination. Vaccinated sailors from Massachusetts wipe out Hawaii.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Massachusetts, Reverend Roxy, the changes that I made today to the affidavit that I'll be sending you tomorrow to present to the attorneys in the state of Hawaii deals with the original case upon which vaccination laws were established, when there were complaints and lawsuits by vaccination resistors. The first one was in the state of Massachusetts, and it was determined by the court that the position of the court is to advance the rulings based on, quote, common knowledge, end quote. And the common knowledge of that day was that vaccinations benefited more people than it harmed. And today, although the same, quote, common knowledge is being used to likewise defend against complaints, as we witnessed when we took the state of Hawaii previously to court, the difference today, though, is that we are now addressing the common knowledge that's advanced by the drug industrialists masquerading by the media moguls. In fact, what you're going to be receiving tomorrow is some very powerful indictments of the connections between Fukino and the Honolulu Star, the Associated Press associated mouthpiece, ultimately for the CIA, but Rupert Murdoch's organization. And I'm not sure that you know this yet, but Rupert Murdoch's.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you. And also the Stevens Media Group over here in Hawaii that has the Hawaii Tribune, Herald Tribune. Arkansas owns our papers over here on the Big Island. And let me tell you what a media blitz they did to support vaccines and to just Associated Press this, Associated Press this, Associated Press, and we could see through it, CDC who. That's all we got. And they spoke as if they were the Lord and Saviors of the world. Little children being stuck in with needles on the front page of our paper. And all I can tell you is there is a correlation between Obama, Baxter, and this vaccine campaign, and that this swine flu is a practice for something else. That's all I feel in my heart, and that people who are being vaccinated will be the ones decimated when this new organism comes, because they have no power to set their own bodies to cure. And I feel so, not helpless, but just so humbled by the fact that God has touched all of us and that we are here. We're like some kind of thing within our own bodies, you know what I'm saying? Some word. I don't want to call us bacteriophages or destroyers or anything like that. But we're trying to wake the body up. I guess an immune booster. That's how I see it. Intellectually, researchers are immune boosters for the mind.
I think there's a spiritual renaissance happening that we're all feeling inside right now, if you're at all tuned in. But here's the link between Baxter and Obama. You ready for this one? I actually dug this up the other day when I was rereading what I wrote back in, I think it was 2002, in DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. It was Tony White from Baxter Corporation, a 26-year veteran of working with Baxter from the lowest rungs all the way up to CEO of Baxter Corporation, that George Soros pulled from Baxter Corporation and put him in charge of a company by the name of Aplera. Aplera Corporation was the recipient of the heist, of the fraud and the theft of the Human Genome Project, which was the international project that was primarily funded by the Wellcome Trust of London, the Royalty of Europe's and Royal Family of England's premier philanthropic organization, and the United States Department of Energy, which is directed by, as you said earlier, the Rockefeller Petrochemical Pharmaceutical Industrials. George Soros is the money manager for the 99 wealthiest families of Europe, including the royal family. We thought he was Greek. It turns out he's Jewish also. George Soros. So Aplera Corporation is directed by George Soros. They are the genetic manipulators on the planet, Reverend Roxy. And Baxter Corporation, incredibly, now is incriminated and implicated in this mess that adds to this concept of them having shipped contaminated HIV and heparin solutions, having literally shipped H5N1 contaminated vaccinations to European nations, having been implicated in the recent outbreak in the Ukraine of a biological weapon. It's being called the hemorrhagic pneumonia. And it's now the Baxter Corporation that is heavily in bed as an American corporation with George Soros and his company to advance the world's leading biotechnologies, genetic engineering. And this week, Sherry and I also submitted a paper for publication in The Lancet, the scientific journal The Lancet, wherein they had a couple years ago indicted Genentech organization. Now get this connection. Genentech organization that advanced Tamiflu along with Gilead Sciences from Donald Rumsfeld's group basically sold the rights to Genentech, which merged with the organization that is associated with George Soros here and currently is called GlaxoSmithKline-Beacham. And Glaxo, it used to be called GlaxoWellcome or Burroughs Wellcome. That's the Wellcome Trust of London.
And the overseer of it is James Murdoch.
Is James Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch's son. So you've really got You've got.
So you come back around in a whole full circle.
Yeah, and it's something now that is so tight. The circle is so tight, and the names are so real, and the documented evidence is so profoundly shocking. This is what we're going to be advancing to you and the attorneys, county attorneys, as well as the state attorney generals, in this criminal complaint we're about to launch.
I still believe that CORE is the partnership for New York City. If you go to that, you find all the links. You'll find Thomas Glocer, who's the CEO of Reuters and the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. You'll find Rupert Murdoch, who's the media mogul billionaire that owns Fox and probably mostly
News Corp and HBO.
And then he has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia, which conducted some of the first swine flu research trials
on children.
The infants, and they are in collaboration with CSL, which is a division
of Merck Pharmaceutical Company, where Thomas Glocer is the director on the board.
And then his mother, Murdoch's mother,
Elizabeth
Victoria Women's Hospital.
Right, the Royal Women's Hospital in Victoria. And she also, good friends with the Queen of England, the Grand Dame of the Secret Society, of the royal family, and then again, when you consider their principal philanthropic organization, and by the way, we're even ahead of Michael Moore. Michael Moore's next film is all about the corporate giving to philanthropy and the organizations involved in philanthropy.
And he's going to basically talk about everybody who funds his films.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that when you read George Soros' background and what he's saying, it's exactly what Michael Moore is advancing in his attack on capitalism to advance socialism. It's also this combination of looking at socialism as a political theology, and embracing that along with this concept of not just corporatism, but philanthropy as a means, as a cover to advance socialistic agendas on behalf of corporate executives and profiteers off of corporate fascism.
But I also want to say that socialism will not be called socialism when they get their point across. It's going to be called the New World Order.
Well, it's part of the New World Order, and you're right. They're going to give it a new name, I'm sure. We called it in the
New World Orderism.
New World Orderism, or NWOism, Noahism, you know? So anyway, that's what we are looking at here.
And then Mortimer Zuckerman is another one.
Zuckerman is U.S. News and World Report. He's heavily involved.
On the Partnership for New York City as well.
Totally. And then, you know, Sherry, Reverend Roxy and folks listening, Sherry's a very, very brave lady. She's currently investigating this concept of their Jew World Order, which is, if you've been paying attention to the political right, the far liberal left, and you're looking at the Patriot community, the 9/11 community, the 9/11 trusters, everybody is talking about now the Jew World Order. And yeah,
like the Jew deal.
It's intense.
And I have to tell you, I'm Jewish, so is Dr. Horowitz, and we are just appalled at all the people involved in this that are Jewish, but there is something called Zionism. And Zion, and that's what we're going to express, is the difference between Zionism and being Jewish, because they're very different.
The other thing about it is that if you look at the protocols of the Elders of Sion, and you read that highly controversial work that is considered the most anti-Semitic text in the history of mankind, I recommend people read it, ideally the pre-Hitlerian issue, so that you don't get Hitler's propaganda and Joseph Goebbels' propaganda mixed, but you get the real sense of the mind control, enslaving, demonic elements that had efforted and planned for a New World Order transition centuries ago. In fact, we're looking at the Rothschild family heavily implicated, which are the banksters of Europe, fundamentally the movers and shakers in the world of finance that George Soros works for. So that if you think that George Soros is powerful, there's another level of power, and George Soros controls, with David Rockefeller Council on Foreign Relations, that controls Obama. So we're looking at what is the transition into newism, new world orderism, because that's what the agenda was expressed in the protocols for the Elders of Zion, which is the Zionists, or the those who are implicated by all these revelations of so many Jews being involved. What Jesus said was very important. Beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. Beware of people that call this thing a Jew world order for their own level of deception. Because the concept of Zionism, the essence of it, is exactly what we all in our loving hearts desire. Zionism, strictly defined, is where the lion lies down with the lamb. It's like the essence of Yisrael. The meaning of Yisrael is not a besieged state in the Middle East, nor is Zionism at its fundamental essence, the spiritual essence of this Zion. This is a holy land. It is a place where humanity and divinity commune, and that we treat each other as brothers and sisters from a Holy Spirit-filled family, and that we don't degrade each other, and we don't degrade the environment, and we don't destroy the biology under the guise of public health, national security, or anything else. So this concept that we're evolving into a new world order, where the key critical issues now, it's like David Icke said about, you know, the Jew world order and all the Jews that we're now exposing, involved in the heart of the petrochemical pharmaceutical beast, which is this partnership for New York City, this virtual drug ring in New York that we've exposed with Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein and Thomas Glocer at the heart of it. These Jews are really not Jews in the essence of the spiritual sense of truly communing. And the definition of what makes a Jew chosen, it's not certainly chosen to be persecuted or to be defamed or to be engaged in attacks from people who are classified today as anti-Semites. The concept of being chosen is the same way that every single one of us is chosen by the Creator's electromagnetic frequency vibrations and the time and the place and the date of our birth. And this whole concept, whether Reverend Roxy knows very well, because she works with a dear sister who has studied for years this concept of there being not just a numerology of the birth, impactful and unfolding of a person's life, but the destiny cards, the deck of cards is based on, has this fundamental understanding that there are mathematical laws. And when you understand the Creator and how the Creator works, mathematically, language, with the Creator's language is math. And everything is based on mathematics. The physicists will tell you that. And all the chemistry, the chemical reactions have to do with balancing electrons and positive and negative forces and that relate to the numbers and the math. Everything is the math.
Send me that stuff, Len. I'm ready to go. We are going to take the next step. And I suppose there'll be a lot of people that will try to figure out what we're trying to do, and that's going to be a good thing because, you know, people over here didn't even know they had a choice when it came to vaccination, and we had lots of people who woke up and saw. And so they're not getting vaccinated as fast as they would have had we not put the resolution through. Well, I guess I get the last say, folks, and all I can say is do me a favor, do your homework. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. And as you open your hands, let life be the flesh. Let it all be about the living and the real. So when you see these things called vaccines, oh my goodness, it's all about death. So what I want you to do is remember, as you open your soul, let life be the torch. And oh my goodness, as you open your being, let life be the juice. And we'll see you next week. It's been a wonderful thing. I've never been a guest where I get to end the show, but that's just the way it goes. And check out Resolution 237-09 and come on back, because this is the Insight Hour, and you was listening to Sherry and Dr. Nan and Reverend Roxy, and same time, same back channel. We'll be back here 7 o'clock my time and 9 o'clock Dr. Len's time there in Pacifica, and I'll tell you back there in my homelands of New York City, it's after midnight. It's a new day. So love you all, and Seth,
love
take us
Roxy.
Out with some
love,
really...
Yeah. Love you, and God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Folks, you're back.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit. We'll just see you in about a week or so. God bless you. Love you. So, folks, that's it for another broadcast of the Insight Hour. Every Tuesday night we come to you, as Reverend Roxy just said, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Hawaii. And I want to thank our sponsors, not only BBS Radio for bringing us to you. I look forward to being with you also on Rents.com and American Freedom Radio Network and one other network that we'll be announcing shortly, I pray. I want to thank our sponsor, Healthy World Store, for bringing you books, tapes, DVDs, CDs to awaken the masses. Help us help you and help others become educated, edified, uplifted in the truth that shall set us free. You can get a wonderful expose on the global beast, on the links between Hollywood, the CIA, and bioterrorism and the vaccination agenda. Go online to inlieswetrust.com, and you can read all about it and watch a trailer there on the film. That's one of my two documentaries I've produced. And if you want to read up on the genetics that we've been talking about tonight, get the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. In the meantime, Sherry, why don't you just end the show by sharing people what it is that we're up to with Healthy World Organization and maybe a little bit more about OxySilver and Zeolife.
Yes, if you haven't tried OxySilver, you definitely have to try it. It's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol. Go to OxySilver.net to learn more about that. If you've been vaccinated, then I recommend that you definitely get Zeolife. That's Z-E-O-L-I-F as in Frank E. Go to Zeolife.net and check out everything you need to know about Zeolife. You can actually contact me at info@healthyworldorganization.com if you have any questions. We are advancing our seminar program where Dr. Horowitz is going to be teaching three levels of seminar that's going to educate you on physiology and nutrition and all about the wonderful health products that Dr. Horowitz has at the Healthy World Store. And you'll have great opportunities to be a health advisor online and to give people advice on how to keep themselves healthy and get good with their diets and just be just better and better all over, spiritually and mentally and physically and all. And so if you want to hear more about that, you can visit healthyworldorganization.com. You can also email me at info@healthyworldorganization.com. I want to thank you all for being with us tonight, and stay tuned for us next week. And there's going to be another great a great program coming up after that, which I'll let Dr. Horowitz tell you about. But thank you all.
Yeah, the program that Sherry is talking about is regards a six-year, we're basically evolving now a six-year program for a doctorate in energy medicine, which is very important as we transition into 1,000 years of world peace. As Babylon falls apart, everything from economically to physically, where all the people who are not wise enough to avoid the vaccinations and get the intoxications, well, gee whiz, what's going to set us free from these things are detoxification programs and nature's medicine. And so as the Bible talks about in the end, the crystal clear waters, that's literally H2O, will once again flow through our rivers and streams, which not only are environmental, but also in our own bodies. The bloodstreams, carrying the crystal clear water, and surrounding us will be the trees, the leaves of which will bring about the great healing of the nations. That is the destiny of this planet, and that's what we're engaging with the seminar programs we're advancing with HealthyWorldStore.com. We're going to be shortly, I pray, we've been having some challenges with the administration and the technology for advancing the affiliate program. So if you're already an Oxy Silver affiliate, stay tuned. We'll have some exciting news, God willing, shortly for you with the launching of the final websites for both the affiliate program and the Healthy World Ambassadors
program. And you won't just have to sell Oxy Silver alone anymore. There'll be seven other products besides Oxy Silver. Amazing products.
Very exciting.
You can actually
life-saving
take yourself
products
and promote and get commissions on. So it's a great, great opportunity. I can't wait for it to launch.
Yeah, me too. We've been working hard on it. And then ultimately, as I said, that leads us to a whole way in which we can work together as a cooperative to advance a true healthcare renaissance, true healthcare reform in the natural medicine arena. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, the home of outstanding hosts, tremendous information, and a great family that runs it. Thanks so much. Stay with us on BBS. Bye for now.